Now we find the crowd were beginning to look for him. They were disappointed. And so we read it, verse 22, the day following, when the people which stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was none other boat there save that one whereinto his disciples were entered, and that Jesus went not with his disciples into the boat, but that his disciples were gone away alone. And they discovered that both the Lord Jesus and the disciples were gone. Howbeit, there came other boats from Tiberias nigh unto the place where they did eat bread after that the Lord had given thanks. So they apparently had come up from the southern part of the Sea of Galilee, and he had then fed them there near Tiberias, and then they had come on by boat up to Capernaum. That seems to be the way that we have it here. We are told here, and this is the first time John uses the expression, after that the Lord had given thanks. And this is the first time he's called him Lord. As we've seen, the common word for him here is Jesus, because he's the Word made flesh. And what is that word? The word's Jesus, friends. You'll call his name Jesus. He'll save his people from their sins. Now, verse 24, when the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they also took shipping and came to Capernaum seeking for Jesus. When they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when camest thou hither? And they wanted to know how he was able to get away as he did. When did you come here? Well, he doesn't really answer that question directly. He penetrated beneath the surface. What was their motive for seeking him? Notice now what he says to them. Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves. It's a word that means fodder. You did eat of the fodder and were filled. Your only interest was that your tummy was filled. Now he says in verse 27, Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth and everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. Well, here's what he's saying to them, if I may put it in our colloquialism today, and this is no translation, but just to bring out the meaning. Stop working for food that perishes, but work for food that endures for everlasting life, which food the Son of Man will give you, for on him God the Father has set his seal. Now you will recall, this is the same approach our Lord made to the woman at the well. Now at that time it was water, and here it's bread. And these are two things that are essential. Bread and water are very important to maintain life. And he is both bread and water. And if you notice, he takes these commonplace things. He's the Word. And how do you explain him? The Word became flesh. Now, what can we know about God? Well, the Lord Jesus said he's water, and he gives living water. And he's bread here. He's reaching down and touching us, communicating where we can understand it. We know what water is. We know what bread is. Now will you notice what they said to him when he made this statement to him? Then said they unto him, What shall we do that we might work the works of God? In other words, they want to do something to be saved. Man has always felt that if he could just work at it, he could be saved. And man feels thoroughly capable. He's able to work out his own salvation. He feels competent to do it, and he feels that God must accept his works. Now notice what the work of God is. What shall we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath said. Now this is the work of God. You see, the work of God is not that which is commanded by God, but it's that which has been wrought by God. In other words, it's what God has done and not what you do. It's the works of God and not the works of man. This is the work of God, that ye, what? That ye believe on him that he is sent. In other words, God provides food. He's the one that has provided that for us today. And we're to partake of it. The invitation he gave us to a banquet, to go out in the byways and highways. Tell them to come. They're invited. And it's a free meal, by the way, but it happens to be spiritual food.